Blog Talk Radio.
What's this book? Welcome to Live in the Day. Hey, I'm your host, Jay. Guys, a great week. Thank you for joining for another great show. Got some great things we're going to talk about today on today's show. We're going to talk a little bit about, are you trustworthy? Do you think you're trustworthy? Number to call is 515-602. Also, we're going to talk a little bit about what's going on in the community. We're going to get you guys up to date with what be going on with local elections. We're going to talk about interviews. That last week with Brad, who is running for Gibson County Schools, and I promise you, we need to be more informed. We're not informed enough. We need to be more informed than we are about the seats. And when they're not doing right, let's do what we need to do is use our power to vote and get somebody in there that can do what we want them to do. It's our agenda. I keep telling y'all, number 515-602-9653. I'll talk a little about band culture. Want to get you guys today going on. And also, going to talk briefly about a new shop talk that will be airing right after the show today at 6 o'clock p.m. It's going to be a new shop talk. You guys have to check that out. It's really dope. The interview is dope. The whole is a really good show. I think you're gonna like this episode of Shop Talk. We got more to come. I can't wait to some of the things that we're going to do, but I cannot get into the topic when we get back, because I definitely want to make sure that we have to talk about this, because it's something that needs to be talked about. Sometimes we kind of fool ourselves and fool those around us and not know that we are doing that, but it happens that way. Number to call is 515-602-9653. You guys are definitely live in the week with Jay. My hands so full
believed that I was strong, a man afraid of nothing. I had the world inside my hands, that's what I told myself. But now I see that I was wrong. The truth is I have nothing. If I do have you, now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Greenlight Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay. Now go get him, daddy.
That number again, 515-602-9663. Are you impressed? That's what I'll talk about for right now. I'm going to play a clip in a little bit also. But are you impressed? I think sometimes we have to really take a good look at ourselves. And we have to ask our trust. Are we trustworthy? Are the people that you have around you, are they trustworthy? Then why are we wasting time with them? You know, it's interesting how we are trustworthy, but sometimes we're not, and we don't realize that we're not being trustworthy. Because we are in that funk of not being trustworthy, we allow people who are not as worthy themselves to enter our lives, disrupt our spirit, disrupt our energy, disrupt our flow, disrupt our passion, drive, our motivation. We let those people do that. And I know a lot of you are like, well, what are you talking about trustworthy? Yeah, I'm trustworthy. Yeah. We might think so. I look at banks, guys. I look at the bank. When you go apply for credit, the bank wants to know if you're trustworthy. If you're trustworthy enough to pay money back, give you the loans, because they check your credit to see if you're trustworthy enough. Now, a lot of people will want to say that they're trustworthy because God is that, or they know that God is trustworthy. let God is always trustworthy. God is always trustworthy. He is always there. It might not be on time, but it is the right time. It might not be exactly what you want. And it is what you need. When he promises, he comes home with promise. He's very trustworthy. He's trustworthy to get in our life. And there's people out there. I dealt with one today. Every day. Not very trustworthy. And I've had conscious decision to say, I got to cut that person off. When you are dealing with someone trustworthy or not trustworthy, care guys, how funny they are, how much they make you laugh, how much they seem to carry conversation with you, I don't care. But if you can't trust this person, if you feel trust this person, if you feel like that this person is not trustworthy, you gotta get away. You gotta get away. People who are not trustworthy enter our lives. They enter our lives and they're there for the moment. They've shown you over and over and over that they cannot be trusted. And if they can't trust, then it's time to move on. I'll tell you my new outlook on not being able to be around people who can't be trusted. Do you know how much energy? Do you know how much energy it takes to be around someone who's not worth energy that I want to give them? That's too much time. It's too much effort. You got to worry about saying something. You got to worry about it telling the truth. You got to worry about it telling them they're not going to go back and tell everybody. You gotta worry about what they telling you is true. That's too much effort. That's too much to be putting on one person. If you have any inclination they're trustworthy to you, they're not a trustful person, move on. I say they a bad person, you gotta say that. But not for you. They are not for you. They are not the people that you need to be around. And I learned a real valuable lesson. But it's not like I know this. So half of the blame is on me for putting up with this untrustworthy person all this time. That's right. That's right. That includes family. That's right. Now that I know this person is untrustworthy, what do I do next? I stay away from them. You don't have to be around someone that makes you feel like you have to second guess what they are, what you're feeling. You don't have to be around anyone like that. That is a really, really big thing with me. I learn the older I get, the more I realize people are going to be people. When you come across that person that you know with their heart is a very trustworthy person, you'll know. Because everything will be exactly where it needs to be. The energy will be there. The camaraderie will be there. The spiritual proudness will be there. Y'all don't get it twisted. People will use spirituality to do almost anything and get ahead on almost anyone. We see it done every day with our lovely politicians. To have the gift of discernment, and I know that word is overly used in the spiritual world, and half the people that use it don't know what it means. Half the people that use it want to go and just say that they don't want their pastor to say. And what are we on that? I told y'all it was going to be some toes on it. So I'm going to switch gears, y'all. I'm going to switch gears for a second. Please forgive me. I'm all over the place. There's so many things I'm talking about today. So we have this new casino here in this area in Kings Mountain, North Carolina. We have a new casino. I want to go. I haven't yet. I want to go. But when I tell you, I talked to a friend of mine that was there. And and they really made me giggle a little bit because they said, no, before I come there, I was at the store and I saw one of my friends that's a pastor. I said, uh-oh. I said, no, I didn't tell him where I was going, but I wanted to. I said, well, why didn't you? I said, can't you trust the pastor? And you look, and he was talking about me. I said, can't you trust him? Nah, he ain't that type of dude. I said, oh, okay. I said, well, just go on about your business and do what you're going to do. He's like, I did. He said, but two machines down from me, him, his wife, more pastors, a couple more pastors from churches in the area, they were all there playing. I said, the ones that you were not wanting to tell were in there playing. The building fund, the garden fund, the youth picnic, they were playing for. Felt some sort of way. I said, why? I said, what you got to remember, man, is that we are all human. We all fall short. They make excuses for the pastors because the same pastors that sit and tell you that you're wrong. I'll tell you a story about that in a second. Same pastors sit and tell you that you're wrong. They sit trying to win some money at the casino. We have a lot of people over here, but it's all good. Hey, it's all good. Step on toes yet. Tell you another little story. I told you I'm all over the place. I'm doing this. I'm going to bring it all back. You can believe that. Tell you another little story. Some time ago, there was a church in Gastonia. Y'all, this mic is getting them. There was a church in Gastonia. And they had one African-American couple attended the church. And the African-American couple was on away. Well, while they were on vacation, they decided to have a they program. And in the program, they were in blackface. They were in blackface, dressed up like a mountain people, I'll say that. And they have disrespect to people who live in the mountains. They were dressed in blackface. Well, got back to me. The local paper ran a story on it. It was very ugly, y'all. It was ugly. I mean, this was ugly. It was ugly. You got this guy sitting there in his white in blackface, and and there was only one couple in the church. Civil rights. In the area. And so we decided to have a press conference. Okay? Y'all, this gets ugly. We decided to have a press conference. So I'm used to the press conference I'm at. I get a lot of attention. I'm not popping my car, but I do. I get a lot of attention. They want to hear what I have to say. Well, it was me, another friend of mine, four or five pastors. They were at the press conference. So we showed up at the press conference. Pastors immediately got to talking. Said, wait a minute. And I heard one pastor who's very prolific in the area. One pastor told the other pastor, I don't know why he's here. This is a church. This is a church issue. Yeah, it's a church issue. I said, it's a church issue. I said, first of all, I said, I don't think it's a church issue. I think it happened. I think that actually is an issue being motivated by racial overtones. I said, not black cause anything. I said, so I think I deserve to be here. So I stayed. And just like I told you, the media wanted to speak. So and I said what I was going to say. And our game plan was to go and fellowship at the church. Oh, this is where it gets crazy. Our game plan was to go and fellowship at the church. I start getting calls from different pastors in the area. They don't think they go down there. They don't think I should go down there. Gentlemen, going with, we both need to wait there. Now, mind you, the church that this happened at, to none of those pastors that gave interviews that day, would not talk to any of them. So then we start getting the threat from the white supremacy group. So then they were talking about they're going to meet us down there, and they're going to do this, and they're going to do that. Now I was like, this is turning into something big. Well, the pastors, they didn't know where to be. The ones that were asking why I was there, nowhere to be found. Didn't want no part of it. They were going to go. After seven pastors called me, I was on three-way with some more people on a link. And they're telling us it's not a good to go, we should do this, we should do that, we stay away, we stay out of it. I asked the question, how many of you guys have reached out to the pastor of the church where the event, where the black happened? How many of you guys reached out? They all said we have, and he's returning our calls. Well, guess what? Pastor of that church called my house, my cell phone is, and he told me, he said, people that I heard speak, he said, I felt most comfortable talking to you. I felt, and y'all, this is crazy. I told y'all some time. Yeah. He said, I felt you were the most trustworthy person that under that camera and spoke about this incident. Now, he was heartbroken because he was actually out of, so he was heartbroken that it happened at his church. He offered an official apology. He said, I'll only offer to, and I will let you tell the media that I have given official apology. And so I did, and kept talking to the pastor for weeks and weeks, and I told him I want to and fellowship with you down at your church, and like we did. But here's what I'm getting at. And I'm talking to the black community right now. And I want to listen to me and hear me well. If you don't like it, I'm sorry. That's not who I am, but if you don't like it, it means there's some truth to it. Every that calls you brother is not your brother. And every sister calls you sister is not your sister. I can tell you right now, there are people, some of them that's on this, that's watching the show, which is okay, that I have been burned, have been hurt. I have been almost tricked by. To this day, they don't think I know. But I do. I know all the hurtful things you said. I know all the hurtful things to get people to do against. I know these things. I'm not saying I'm Jesus. And I don't don't turn on the league all the time. Because I fight back. And when I fight back, I win. And I don't engage in a fight unless I know I'm going to win. So trust and believe, if you ever get into a fight with me, and I'm not talking fist fight, if you ever get into a fight, a squad, whatever the case may be, me, and I do not engage with you, but if I engage with you, trust me, you better have your A game because I got mine. It's going to happen. I don't like to do that. Why do we have to do that? You know, I had somebody tell me that, you know, there's lots of podcasters in the area. Yeah, there are. I'm not mad at them. Do their thing. If they want to do their thing, do their thing. I don't own podcasting. I know it's what my show has brought to the community. I could care less what somebody else is doing. If they're doing something, I do care about it. If they're doing something positive, I'm willing to give them all the support. But if they're doing something just to try to get some clout, to try to make themselves, I guess, I don't know, more than what the eye shows, I don't know how long it's going to be around. I stay from that. I try to support what is positive in our community. With one another enough. We support one another the way we should support one another. What we do, we end up trying to get the best of one another. It shouldn't be that way. If there are times that you need something, I have it, and I'm able to show you or I'm able to give you some, you need to definitely reach out, and we need to definitely do what we need to do together to bring a better community. If you're trying to do something against me or against what I feel is progress in the community, you're going to have a tough time succeeding. Because I'll tell you that I do know for a fact I have more people that like me or for me than against me. I know that much. And I do know those people that will ride with me. There's a day and time that's coming right now that has come around that we need to understand that we have to do something different when it comes to being for one another. And I don't know what part you don't understand, but if you can't be a trustworthy person, then I won't deal with you. If I haven't dealt with you or in a long time is because I feel like you're not trustworthy. I've been taught that if you're not trustworthy, I just, hey, and you might think the same thing about me, and that's fine. As long as you move away from me, you feel in some sort of way, that's fine. I understand that. We should be able to move away from each other. I'm not saying you're a bad person. I'm not saying that ill feelings towards you. Just I can't be around you if I feel like I can't stop talking about are you trustworthy. And that's what I mean when I say look in the mirror, y'all. Look and think long and hard. Are you trustworthy? And it's okay if you come to the conclusion, nah, I haven't been a trustworthy person. You haven't been a trustworthy person. Guess what? You're still breathing. You're still able to get up. Still able to communicate with people. And if you can do all those things, that means you change and become a trusting person, an untrustworthy person. Now, if pride is not letting you do that, then there's a problem. You're being untrustworthy to yourself. And a person is okay with being untrustworthy themselves is a person that's not aware of who they are. A person who is untrustworthy to themselves is a person who doesn't know the next move they need to make. And if you don't know the next move you need to make, you're just sitting around here in the dark. Take a long hard look. Take a long, hard look to see if you're trustworthy. If you have come up to the conclusion that you're not trustworthy, change. Put yourself in the circle with people that you know that are going to do to uplift you. I told y'all that story about the black face just to let you know that there is a certain truth to the unity community saying that we've always heard. There's a truth to it. And if we don't have that unity in the community, then our community is not going to be successful. So we have to learn to do the right things among each other, to make our community neighborhood again and be successful. Be playing around with people. I am here to be wasting my time. There's a real clip I want you to hear when we come back. Number to call 553. You guys are definitely live in the day.
If you ain't ever walked in my shoes, if you ain't ever gone through what I've been through, never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what
don't
I've been through. Never
no.
had to fight for your
don't
life.
Me,
man, it's
no.
alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes. If you ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright. Don't judge
if
me.
You ain't never had to endure what I done been through. If you ain't never traveled the road that I done been through. If you ain't spent late nights in a cold cell. If you ain't never been down in the bottoms of hell. If you ain't never had baby mama drama. If you ain't never had to pull out your llama. Yo, pistol boy, I'm talking that heat, I'm talking that iron. If you ain't in these streets, then don't you worry about my soul.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
In the shoes.
You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life.
For your life.
And it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't
hey.
Ever gone through what
don't
I've been through.
Me.
Never had to fight for your
don't
life. And it's alright. Don't judge
come
me.
Come in the church when do rags and films. They looking at me like, man, who is him? They wanna know why I come with such swag, but they don't know that I come with such bag. Such baggage, such lust, such hate, ay. I've been through it all, man, don't hate, ay. I've been through the struggle, I've been through the grind. I've been through nothing but hard times.
Had my share of pain, shed my share of tears. Lost more than I gained, yet I'm still standing here. I made it cause I held on to, cause I'm changing hands. Couldn't keep it to myself, I had to tell him when I can. But Satan thought he had me locked behind them bars. Thought I would give up easy and turn my back on God. But God showed his love and grace and his mercy. And I guess that's why they mad and they ain't on me. But if you ain't ever walked in my shoes, you ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever walked in my shoes.
Don't judge me.
You ain't ever gone through what I've been through. Never had to fight for your life. Man, it's alright. Don't judge me.
Check this out, man. The Bible say God's no respect to a person. At the same time, he doesn't judge the outward appearance. But you're looking at the heart, you know what I'm talking about? Don't judge me because of my struggle, man. I don't need you to judge me because of my grind. Because you ain't been through what I've been through. Don't judge me because of my fashion looking at me any kind of way. I promise you I'm anointed for this.
Yeah! for your life. Man, that's alright, but don't judge me.
What's up, my people? This is Big Easy from K-Cup Records. You're listening to Live in the Day with Jay Radio Show. Keep your heads ringing.
Call 515-602-963. That number again is 515-602-965. I'm going to take Little Rock, Arkansas, Macon, Georgia, Chicago, New York, Flint, that is Flint, Michigan, Houston, California, Colorado, Tacoma, Washington. I want to thank all you guys for continuing to support me for everything that you send me, emails, even when I don't get the own love, which I love, and I love them back. But some people don't. It's okay. If you're a hater, you ain't doing nothing. So I'll just say that. I thank you for my haters. Thank you for the ones that talk about me and keep me relevant in conversation in your life. That means I'm doing the show, and they continue to send me encouraging words through my email or the radio show email and some of the chats that I have. Even on Facebook, they should be loved. I really, really, truly appreciate that because, like I said, platforms for you. I do this platform not just to say that I can do it. I do this platform because I know some people don't have that platform. That's why I bring this in. We had the 10th annual one this past couple of months ago, March, which was phenomenal. It was a phenomenal show. And there's more to come. There's more to come. Like I said, after this, you guys definitely want to check out the new episode of Shop Talk. It is going to be on Facebook. I'll be having a page, Live in the Day with Jay Radio page. I might put it on my personal page, and it'll be on the Shop Talk page. It'll be on Instagram, and it'll be on the other social media outlets. But people on in Facebook Watch is gaining some heat. So I want you guys to check that great show. I have some guests. I sat with the cast of The Rock, and they will be performing with Sonia. The play will start this Friday, and the interview will start. But before we went to break, I told you that I wanted to play a clip. Played a clip the other week, last week, that Steve Harvey, you know, just finding success to success. I went through this clip because this clip, I listen to it every day. This is a hard clip. And like I told you, I mean, I like Steve Harvey. There's some things he don't like, but his words, I no doubt, like I told you before, God using this man to speak. Because some of the things he say, I easy to say when you're mayor, whatever he is. But some of these things here, and some of these things are God and a true testament of the character this man possessed. I want to play this clip about following your gift because I talk about it all the time on this show. Follow your gift, your passion. So here's the clip. It's about 4 or 5 minutes long, but it's worth every minute of it. And then
now, what is your gift? Being the absolute best with the amount of effort. That's your gift. Quit running away from your gift. Your gift will make it over you. Stop trying to do something you were gifted at. Somebody asked you to go down here and set up your gift, and you ain't really good at that. Quit going down. You can't sing. Now, just because they let you sing at the church, nothing everybody else to go with. You know, come as you are, Lord, loving, but cheerful, all that. You don't apply scriptures. Come to the Apollo and you can't say, we got... Listen to me. You have this gift. Identify this thing that you do with the least amount of... That's what you should be doing. You're in your mind pursuing your passion. The Bible does not mention passion. It mentions your gift. Are you gifted at and do that? Stop tripping. You can do that. If you fry chicken better than everybody, you know you ought to be somewhere frying chicken. People make billions of dollars frying chicken. Popeyes, Kentucky Fried Chicken, El Pollo Loco. All they doing is the chef found a way to do it. So they just started making chicken. All right, Marie Callas. What this woman did, man, for a diner, a grocery store diner that was going out of business. It was her own job as a single mother. It was her own job. She needed that job, but the diner was going to close. So she went out there and said, let me bake one of my pies. People like my pies. I can help you make a little money. Whatever, bring it in. She put one pie in. They sold every slice. The next day, the people came in and asked for the pie. She had to go home and make another pie. Then the next day, people asked for the pie. She had to make four pies. Then people started saying, can I make my own? She made so many pies at this store that she eventually saved her money and put a commercial on it. Now, all she done made so many pies, the dude shop, he didn't sell a hamburger no more. All he's selling is your damn pie. That's how Marie Callender got started. Marie has over 120 restaurants. You can't go to no frozen food section seeing Marie Callender in there. You know what she started with? One pot. The dude that when I had that world famous land, box cut, when I was Steve Howard, Kings of Comedy, when I had that, the dude that cut me, I met in 1986. He cut my hair for $10. I remembered him. When I got on TV, I had a hire. He came and he started making $3 haircut. I paid him. He had been for so many years. He was making $1,500 per haircut. Haircut. Four times a week. Television and tour. I paid him $1,500 each time. $6,000 a week he was doing cutting hair. The same haircut I paid $10 for in 87. This dude was cutting it now for me for $1,500. I cut my hair off. Suicide watch. But just to tell you what I did, I paid him a chunk of money for being with me on his face. Guess what this dude got now? He got four salons and he owned two barbecues. You know what this dude makes? $3.6 million a year. You know what he do? He cut hair. He cut hair. He don't do nothing else. All he did was cut grass. He had a single blade on his push. He was so good, he could put blades up and lower to cut patterns in your grass. I'm going, hey, man, we're going to swim. No, I got to cut this jacket. Patterns in your yard. He can put initials in your grass. $2 for the front, $2 for the back. $4. You laugh at him all the time. Well, let me tell you what we laugh at. The last couple of people. Numbers, this boy making $4 million. What he do? He cut grass. He got 38 trucks. He got all malls, and when it snow outside, he does a good job cutting the grass, put plows in front of trucks, and he got all the snow contracts. This boy made $4 million a year, and you know what he do? He cut the grass.
That was a motivational speech by Steve Harvey. of Motivation and Success, Steve Harvey on YouTube. And every time I hear that, I still, almost every day, at some point in time in the day, listen to that. You know, one of the reasons I listen to that, I've heard so many times, yeah, Jay got a little video, he talk on the internet, he talk this, they talk that. I promise you, you will be hearing what he's doing, and the only thing he's doing is talking. I've always done. Talking to the people. Talking to you. If we don't learn to use our gifts and quit trying to keep up with the Joneses, if we don't learn to use our gift, a gift from you, and he'll give it to somebody who's going to pay it and use it. And you'll be sitting there looking, how many times have we, what's happened to me? How many times have you had an idea and you were too scared to move on it, or you knew something that you could do because you've done it so many times that it come natural to you, and you had an idea how to get out to the world, but you're too scared to use it or too scared to move on it because your faith was not even smaller. How many of you have done that? And then you've been sitting back, and then you've been watching TV, and you come across the screen. And you know what? I think they stole my idea. Man, I thought of that years ago. The only difference between you and they, the passion, and they believed God when he was trustworthy. And they moved on. What happened? They got him on TV. It got the same thing you were talking about. It's happened to me before, y'all. I'm not even lying. It's happened to me before. A valuable lesson. When it's time to jump, when it's time to move, and it's in your realm of your gift, it's time to move, and it's time to jump. And that's what this brother is doing. I'll have stipulations. I don't care. I'm not saying I make this much, or if I have this insurance, or if my car insurance, I'm not. Right now is the time to start living in your gift. Your gift, like myself, is talking to people, getting it to other people on a platform. If you can do that effortlessly, because I know I can do it effortlessly. I know I can. I do it each and every time I get on there. Y'all think it's easy getting on this mic talking? It's not. Y'all think it's easy getting on here and talking about things, opening yourself to people, easy getting on here, kind of hearing their stories, their tragedies, but they got a place to, they got a place to heal, got a place to get some help on their show. Easy dealing with that? It's not. Not going to stop. I'm not going to. This is why a new venture, a life coach with abundantly developed roots, is going to be so groundbreaking. I'm going to say, what is that dude? And you know, be doing develop roots talking. What I'm doing now, talking. They say, wait till my ship rolling. I don't like that because they brought us here on hang on ships. I don't want another ship. We gonna do this and we gonna do it the right way. Go to Abundantly Developed Roots. Look at the coaching. Book sessions. You have one with Jay, I promise you, you're going to come back for another and another and another. Change that we need to This is change that I have been seeking. I'm getting ready to grab this change with everything because it's all about me, legacies. My legacy is going to be foolproof. It's going to be foolproof. I want to be able to leave something that's great. I want to be able to leave something that is good for the community, good for the soul. I want to be able to do something that helps people. I don't get up here and talk to not help. To talk, to hear my talk, I want to help people. I want to make sure what I am doing is reaching somebody. I don't care if it's one person. And trust and believe, I know it reach because it, that people tell me. People tell me. So y'all miss me and be wide right with this hater stuff I see and hear going on in the area. Y'all miss me with that. I'm going to let y'all have it. Y'all can have all of that. Because what Jay is going to keep doing is he's going to keep talking. Jay's going to keep doing his thing. Now, I applaud some of you out here that are doing some podcast stuff that is really good stuff. That's really good stuff. Good stuff. It's good stuff. And those are the things that need to be followed. Those are the things that need to be heard. Having a day with J Radio. Coach J Radio. Good stuff. Abundantly developed roots. All of the things you need to follow. All of the things you need to become involved in. Time out for all this suffering and hurt over somebody else. Decision makers. Lack of skills. I'll say because that's skills. Somebody else's lack of decision making skills. Time out for hurting over that stuff anymore. I really need for you to check out the show on Thursday because show Thursday is going to be called The Exodus of Education. Dynamite guest on that's going to talk a little bit about that title. Y'all, this is the beginning of something new, something really good. Don't miss out. Don't miss out. If you don't do anything else, go to abundantlydevelopedroots.com. Go to the website and just look around. Just look around. And I do you better. I do you better. We're going to talk a little bit about the sessions that I'm going to offer. I'm going to give you some info on that the next show. Some things I'm thinking. To get you there so you can experience vibes that you need to leave with the positive energy. The energy is going to take you on a ride, the ride of your life. I need for you to understand where that comes from and how you attain it and how you get that. I want to take the time now to tell you guys, I love you guys. I show you as I tell you. Each and every day, I do a show for you because I want you to have the platform. I want you to be able to have somewhere where you can express those things that no one else is wanting. Real quick, back off and Steve Harvey. There's live in the day with J Radio, not on B101.9 or 97.9 or whatever. There's 105.9. There's no reason this show should not be on in this local area. So what y'all need to do is definitely reach out to a brother and see what you need to do to make that happen. Because Jay's been talking, and as the young lady, her cakes and her pies is, I will show you how to make your numbers a whole lot more than what they are. I love you guys with the greatest love I know, the love of God, because he gives it to me every day. I will see you guys on Thursday. Y'all good to each other. You have definitely been having a good day. I will see you on Thursday. Peace.